This is Ted Kennedy saying top of the morning to Senator Al O. Simpson on St. Patrick's Day. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, St. Patrick's Day arrived, not a minute too soon. With all the misfortunes and missteps plaguing you and the Bush administration, you could both use a little luck of the Irish. St. Patrick ought to smile on old Shamrock Simpson because of your significant contributions to Irish immigration. Ever since 1965, U.S. immigration laws have discriminated unfairly against Ireland and many other countries. With a little more help from you, Al, this can be the year we finally take down the sign on the Statue of Liberty that says, "No Irish need apply." Another issue needs your attention, Al, violence in Northern Ireland. We've made significant progress in resolving regional conflicts and preserving human rights in other parts of the world. It's time for the same concerted effort to reach a peaceful settlement in Northern Ireland. The greening of Al Simpson did wonders for Irish immigration, Al. Let it do the same for Northern Ireland.
Hi, Teddy, you're a fine broth of a boy. Greetings from your friend O. Simpson. Thanks for your good wishes, Ted. And on this day, when it seems all Americans claim just a wee bit of Irish ancestry, we must speak out for peace in Northern Ireland. You've been a force for peace in that ravaged part of the world, Ted, a positive voice for a settlement of the anguish there. Recall, though, Ted, that religious bigotry is indeed a two-way street. An end to the senseless and puzzling violence demands that all parties to the violence abandon their arms, their ancient grudges, and their hateful bigotry. That great country of Ireland must not fail. So on St. Patrick's Day, an Irish toast to you, my friend. May the road rise to meet you, may the wind be always at your back, and may you be in heaven an hour before the devil knows you're dead. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.